This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, renegade radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side. This is Bob Romanek on this half-assed decent Monday morning. Tomorrow we'll be off, as we will be Wednesday, because of Christmas. I'll be back Thursday. Slayton won't be back till the following Wednesday, but we'll go ahead and just play it by ear from there. Before we get going, I want to, well, no, I don't. We'll talk about it during the course of the hour show. Yesterday or day before, a gentleman that was wanted out of Alabama as part of a multi-state crime spree has been charged. Him and his girlfriend have been charged with three counts of homicide in Bethalto, Illinois, over this last weekend. Now, it's really amazing. It's really amazing how we can sit back and say, why would it happen here? Well, you know, people, it happens all over the country. This crap happens all over the country. We just have to be the less fortunate this time around to see that it happened in Bethalto, Illinois. Now, I know these two people weren't from Bethalto. Apparently they were just passing through, but they've killed three people, and they've killed somebody else down south. So I have to say it looks like it's going to be a somewhat convoluted situation, but we're going to see. We'll see how that works out. We'll talk about it more. We'll talk about it more in the days to come. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. Don't be afraid to call in and give your point, whether it's good or bad. You know, we can always fight through it. So I want to talk. And again, anybody has anything constructive to say, do not hesitate to give us a call, because we're always open to hear from everyone. Well, I don't mean everyone. I mean everyone that has something positive to say. Some of these asswipe bastards that call up with nothing to say, I don't want to tolerate them, and I don't think anybody else does. But if you have someone important to say, please don't hesitate to give us a call. We talked last week about even being home while black can get you killed. Even being home for the holidays while black can get you killed. So it says, why, when we see black people, do we often see what isn't there? And this is from that asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing Leonard Pitts. He's a racist, no-good nigger son of a bitch from the Miami Herald down in Florida. And, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing how all these bastards can talk. They can continue. They can continue to talk and say how bad white people are. Well, you know, there are some bad white people, but there are some bad black people. There's some black Puerto Ricans, some black Mexicans. There's some good and some bad in every culture in this great country of ours. And we just have to kind of pick through it and decide the difference between the good blacks and the bad blacks and the good whites and the bad whites. Now, a lot of times people won't want to do that, but they do. They end up doing it, and it's a situation where, as we talked last week, you know, you can talk the talk anytime you want, but if you're not going to walk the walk, talking that talk gets you next to nothing. And you people know that. Talking that talk gets you next to nothing. We were talking last week also about why black voters support Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, 77 years old, I think he's a little bit too old to make another run for president, but apparently he doesn't think so. So he's going to run. And I think for all intents and purposes, there's no way he can win. I don't think there's any way that he can even get the nomination when the time comes. Of course, you never know. You never know with some of these ass white bastards who they have pushing for him, who they think, well, this is going to be a good candidate or that's going to be a good candidate. But it's always amazing. I mean, it is always amazing how you can sit back and think to yourself, why would anybody support a Joe Biden? Why would anybody support a Warren? Why would anybody support these elderly candidates other than they want to see them lose too? But it amazes me. It amazes me at the course of the day how these politicians, especially Democrats, but there's some Republicans who are just as bad, can come out and swing for everybody. It's amazing. It's amazing. Amazing how it happens. You know, we talked last week, and there's two or three other articles in the paper this week about the candidates ripping Buttigieg on fundraising and on his experience. This was last week, and it talked about two of the leading Democratic hopefuls, how to beat back President Trump's sprawling reelection campaign. One of the deals, Warren, the 70-year-old Massachusetts senator, she's coming out, and so is Trump. I mean, not Trump. So is what's his name? Well, anyway, we'll get to the bottom of it. But we're talking about all these candidates and what good characteristics that they have. I don't see where any of these candidates are all that good. I mean, they're decent candidates, but I don't think they're all that good. And I don't think the people throughout our country think that they're all of that. But they're gonna keep the fire going. They're gonna keep the fire going. And it says here, and this is by the same ass white bastard. I keep some of the articles that says even being home while black can get you killed. That's by this ass white bastard, Leonard Pitts, from the Miami Herald. He's all over. He's all over all these newspapers all throughout the country. But I don't understand, for the life of me, I don't understand how he can say being black can still get you killed. Why can't being white still get you killed? I've seen a lot of white people get killed, and I don't know if it's because they're white or because somebody wants what they have, but it's the same thing could be said for these rotten, no-count, good-for-nothing black bastards. Some of them maybe are killed because they were just at the wrong place at the wrong time, but others are killed because of who they are and what they are. Now, people can sit back and they can say all the damn time, what is the difference? What is the difference if you're going to kill somebody because he's black and you want what he's got, or you want to kill somebody because he's black and you just want to kill him because you want to kill somebody? You know, there's a big difference. But I'll tell you what, in the black, not in the black community, I apologize. In the nigger community, it makes no difference, because everyone that is killed in the nigger community is killed because they're black. It's killed because of the white people. They're killed because the white people don't want them around. Have you guys ever seen a bigger incident where that's not the truth? That's totally not the truth. But it could be, and that's what the niggers, not the proud blacks, that's what the niggers always, always, always want to clarify. They don't give a damn. They don't give a damn why you're out there. If you're black, you're going to get killed just because of that, just because you're black. You're not going to get killed because some of the other niggers want what you have. You're going to get killed because you're black. And for some reason, and I don't know what the reason is, but for some reason, it's like they want to kill, the niggers want to kill the niggers off. I don't understand that. I haven't understand that. Last week, it was talked about, and we read something in one of the papers where it says that Illinois is shrinking as taxes drive a mad exodus out of the once great state of Illinois. And it's happening all throughout Illinois. People all throughout the state are moving. I think we're the second highest percentage for people moving out of the state of Illinois. I don't know who has the first, who's first, but they tell me that Illinois is the second. And it amazes me. It just totally amazes me how they can all sit back and say, no, that's not the, you know, it amazes me, but that's the way the game's played. And I want to talk about, if, and we'll have time, I would assume we'll have time to talk about all this. This man from Clayton, St. Louis County man, was sentenced to 30 years in prison after admitting to raping, sodomizing, and trying to attack four women over the past 6 months. Tatarius Cross from St. Louis County was sentenced to 30 years. He sodomized, he raped, and trying to attack four women over the last 12 months. It says that the DNA and eyewitnesses have tried Cross to the attacks if he'd gone to trial. And they say that he'll have to serve 85% of 30 years. And it's amazing. It's amazing how we can sit back and think to ourselves, well, you know, if this man's black, he's probably going to get convicted. Whether he's innocent or not, it really makes no difference. He's probably going to get convicted. And if he gets convicted, he's going to do a lot of time in jail. Now, if he's white, I think he stands a lot better chance. And I think white people are probably right. I think white people are probably right when they say, if you're white, you stand a little bit better chance of getting off a case than if you're black. Now, some people will say, well, that's not true. And other people will say, no, it makes no difference. But I'm telling you, and I've been around a long time, I honestly think that they're right. I think if you're white, you stand a little bit, I don't know how much more of a chance, but if you're white, I think you stand a little bit bigger chance of not getting convicted. Now, I don't know if that's true all over the country. But I would think in this once great state of Illinois, I think it's probably true throughout the entire state. I think if you're white, you've got a little bit, I think you probably have a lot better chance of getting off than if you're black. Of course, I don't know that to be true all over. This once great state of Illinois, but I think at this point in time, you find it to be true. Now, also, where do I want to go? Oh, I wanted to talk again about this once great state of Illinois and how it's shrinking as taxes drive a mad exodus out of this once great state of Illinois. This one lady's calculating that to move from Collinsville, Illinois to Missouri would save $2,000 a year just in taxes, besides all the other money. And it says here that St. Clair County lost 9,300 residents since 2016, ranking them fifth nationally in the loss among counties at least $250,000. You know, it's amazing. It's amazing how in Illinois and some of these other states that's the best thing you could ever do. That's the best thing you could ever do is just run out of the state. There's no sense of being somewhere where you're not wanted, where you're not liked, and where they're going to keep taxing you until there's no other taxes. It's amazing. It's amazing how this happens. And I want to say also in Illinois, and I think Missouri's doing it too, they've got all these new taxes coming up. They've got new taxes on top of new taxes in Illinois. And I think they're starting to get more and more taxes in the once great state of Missouri. And I think together these taxes are all coming about. And I think that's causing a lot of people to move out of Illinois, to move out of Missouri, to go down to Arkansas, go down to, well, where's a good place you could go down that way? I guess any of those states on the coast, on the southern coast, there's a lot of places you could go, but when they tell me that, hey, if you want to make a stand, move out of Illinois, move out of Missouri, go to Kentucky, go to Tennessee, go to some place where there either is no taxes or the taxes are so low, it's really not going to make any difference. Now I see in New York, they've got a very, very, very liberal state. And I think the governor and a lot of the politicians in New York and also California, I think they're going to continue to just add taxes and taxes and more taxes, because that's the only thing going to keep them alive. That's the only thing going to keep some of these states going, is you just take the taxpayers and charge them more and more and more in taxes. I see in Illinois, a lot of these cities now are going and they're going to become cities that allow marijuana to be smoked. And I think in all of these cities, or most of these cities, and I think at the end of the day, it'll be all of them, there's going to be a 3% local tax, a 3% local tax on everything that goes through for any of the marijuana sales. Now, if that's 3% of local taxes, you know the state, and it won't be long, they'll take 3 or 4% in state taxes, so that's 6-7%. And you know the federal government will end up taking another 3%, so you're talking 10%. So I would say in the next 6 months, there's going to be a 10% sales tax federally, locally, and statewide. There's going to be a 10% raise in sales taxes just in the cities that are going to allow marijuana. But I still say, once you allow marijuana, you know, cocaine's coming next, and then heroin. It doesn't take long. And once it gets started, and I say this, and I've read enough about it, once it gets started, it doesn't stop. You know, once they had to start back up with prohibition, it never stopped. It got worse and worse and worse. Now they've got gambling. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. Anything the government gets involved in always gets worse and worse and worse, and we can't stop it. You know, some of us will say, well, let's try to stop it locally. And you can stop it locally, but at some point in time, you can't even do that, because at some point in time, the state's going to come in and they're going to say, hey, we don't give a damn about what the local people say. We're going to tax it throughout the state, whether you like it or not. Whether you like it or not, we're going to tax it throughout the state. And I don't know if that's a good thing or if that's a bad thing, but I think it's going to be coming here very, very, very soon. I'm going to take a quick break. Before we do, I just want to acknowledge, with all the crap going on with the national election coming up this next November, there's going to be a lot of people getting involved in all this election process. And I would say to all of them, let's not worry if somebody's a Democrat, if somebody's a Republican, if somebody could be a socialist. I don't think it makes any difference. I think what you have to do is take the candidate that's best fit for you, best fit for your situation, best fit for you and your family, and run with that candidate. And I think every person in this once great state of Illinois, and also Missouri, that's the best thing you can do. You're going to have to take the best candidate. And if it gets to the point, people, if it gets to the point that neither side is good and you can't do anything about it, that's a point in time. That's a point in time where you say, hey, maybe it's time for everybody to move out. Before we go, let's see, a shooting early Sunday morning in a house in honor of someone who was killed on April the 13th, left 13 people wounded, four of them critically. 13 people were wounded Sunday in Chicago in one incident. One incident, 13 people. There was another incident in Baltimore Sunday, where seven people were shot. And you know, it's amazing how they can talk all this crap, but at the end of the day, these no count good for nothing crap rooms, these bastards in Chicago, in New York, in Philadelphia, in Baltimore, in San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles, they all know at the end of the day, we got to continue. We have to continue to try to stop this myth from all these asswipe, bastard, political, parasitical punks. Because if we don't, you good people know what's going to happen. We're going to have to continue to fight these rotten bastards. And I say to you and everyone out there in radio land and all throughout this great country of ours, if we continue to fight these asswipe, no-count, good-for-nothing bastards, it'll just be a matter of time that they'll go away. But if we don't fight them, if we let them keep getting out there and keep doing what they're doing, and we don't fight them tooth and nail, if we don't fight them to stop them, we're going to end up the ones either in jail, either dead, or more than likely going over to their side and being part of the problem, not the solution. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. Again, this is Bob Romanek, the most hated controversial bastard that you'll ever want to hear, not just on the radio, but on television also. And you can feel free. We've had callers on the first segment I didn't really want to talk to. But if you want to call, give us a call, toll free, 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. Maybe we'll want to talk to somebody this second segment. First segment, I just let all the callers hang up because didn't feel like talking to them and really didn't want to talk to them. So guess what? We didn't talk to them. I like on the federal level now, I think there's three or four or five candidates in the running for the Democratic nomination for president. And I think Buttigieg is one of them. I think, of course, Bernie Sanders is one. I think Elizabeth Warren is one. I think Joe Biden is one. I think, really, that's about it. The rest of them can kind of come and go, but I think those four are the four that are in the race at this time. And I don't know who the hell's going to be the candidate. I would hope it's Joe Biden, because I think he stands the closest to beating Trump, and I think he only loses by 30, 40 points. The rest of them lose by 60, 70 points, but that's okay. We'll have to probably play it out and see who's going to be the winner in this little game of politics. Now, you know that we had over in Missouri, revenue forecast for legal sports betting increases sharply. That's over in Missouri. It comes out of Jefferson City, where they're saying that a lot of the gambling out of Jefferson County, Missouri, a lot of it is going to be a good thing for not only the politicians, but also for the taxpayers of this once great state of Illinois. And I'd have to say on that note that I think you're totally misinformed. I think it will actually start off that there'll be a little kink and it'll help everybody. I think all these state agencies will help for the first 6 months, maybe the first year. But I think after that, you're going to see where this gambling all throughout this country is going to be minimized. I think it's going to be minimized because I don't think there's going to be much more gambling. I think we've about seen the rift of all the gambling. Now, I could be wrong, but I highly, highly doubt that. But we'll see how that goes. Let's go ahead and take some calls while we've got some on for the second segment. Go ahead, Ron. You're on the dark side.
Hi, Bob. I was listening earlier this morning, and the starting in the 7 o'clock hour, interview with the man from, remember the Titans, the coach? I want to commend your station on airing that interview that strictly was to make people respect each other.
Well, I can understand that. When did that happen, Ron?
Well, it started during the 7 o'clock hour, and I think Kevin Slayton, his name, let it continue until about 8:10 this morning. He respected the man's thoughts and everything to not break out for your news and other scheduled programming. I'm a big fan of Remember the Titans, and I'm becoming a fan of yours. I'm an East St. Louis Flyer myself, a few years ahead of you.
Okay, all right. What year did you graduate from Eastside?
1962. In fact, I ran around in your neighborhood over there for a while when you were probably a teenager. I was driving a red 57 Thunderbird.
You must have had a little bit of money back in the day then.
No, I didn't have any money. My parents co-signed a loan for me to buy a Thunderbird.
What year was the Thunderbird?
1957.
Well, that was probably worth something back then, too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it was worth a lot, but I was the second owner of it. I bought it from a man named Lee Dastney that had Dastney Auto. It was right across the street from the high school there.
The street from what high school?
From the east side.
Were there on State Street?
Yeah, he was between the... His shop was between State Street and Lake Drive, right there across the street from high school. But I would like to have a recording of that interview this morning. Is there any way that could be arranged?
Well, I'll tell you what, get with us after lunch, and let's see. Get with me after lunch, and let's see what we can do after about 12:30, 1 o'clock. We'll see if we can take care of that. So, Ron, thank you very much for the call. We sincerely appreciate it. And, you know, calls like that will take. Now, some of these asswipe calls were no good son of a bitches are just there to hear themselves talk. We're not interested in. We don't want to hear it. And, it's amazing. It's amazing how we can sit back and think everything's going to be okay. And at the end of the day, everything's not okay. At the end of the day, there's so much crap going on in these police departments, so much crap going on in these state agencies, that we have to sit back and just think, how the hell can we let all this crap go? Go ahead, Mark. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Merry Christmas from Mark in Wisconsin. I'd like to wish all the listeners a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
I'm in a good mood. You know, we're talking about Trump, and I think Trump is having one hell of a year, and now pretty much I think most people understand the facts. They realize they got an economy, they got money for presidents, and unemployment is low. When you look at the facts, you're right, Bob. Nobody's going to beat him, and I tell you what, one of the last things that anybody wants to see right now is Buttigieg in the White House. Imagine seeing the First Lady being a man. If that happens, I might have to go to Poland.
Yeah, why would you think Buttigieg would be a bad choice?
Anyhow, I just want to wish you everybody a Merry Christmas and
yeah,
go Trump.
Hey, let me ask you before you get off the air, why would you or anybody think, and I'm not a big Buttigieg fan, but why would anybody think that he's a bad choice to be the president of this United States?
We're asking me, well, Mayor Pete, his own district is like, it's kind of like Pelosi and Schiff's district, which people are crapping in the streets, you know. They got more crap in the streets than they have human dog crap in the streets. And Mayor Pete just doesn't have a background. It's kind of like Obama when he was elected. All he was what? He was an organizer, community organizer, and we got Trump as a businessman running the country. Most people realize a businessman can run the country a lot better than any politician.
You know what? I have to agree with you 1,000%, Mark. Thank you very much for the call. I have to agree with Mark and everybody else. I think a politician is the worst thing that could happen in a political setting. I think we need and have to have some people that have been into the field that know what it's like to run businesses, to run corporations. Those are the kind of people that we want to keep in our government setting. We don't want some son of a bitch just because he had been a alderman, just because he had been a mayor of a town, to make him the governor, to make him a senator. Those are the kind of people we don't need. It is always at the end of the day, people will sit back and they'll say, well, this guy was a governor. This guy was a state rep for two terms. This guy was this for a couple terms. That's the kind of person we need. And I agree with Mark and most other people that call throughout the course of our show, day in and day out. That's not the kind of people we need. We need people that are going to be out there to support all of us, not just the ones that are going to be out there to support their political brothers and sisters. Because when you get somebody that's only going to support your political brothers and sisters, that's exactly what you get. Somebody that's for somebody and somebody that's not for everybody. See, we need people in politics that'll do for everybody. If the cause is right, we should be for them. If the cause isn't right, we should be against them. We shouldn't care what side of the fence they're on. We shouldn't care if they're Democrats or Republicans. All we should give about at the end of the day is what's best for our country, what's best for our community. And when people start putting that on the back burner, I think at that point in time, I think that's when you'll find out that politics aren't good for anybody. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and when we come back, we're going to have a few more minutes, and we've got some more callers. Maybe we'll get on the air with the callers. If not, I don't know what the hell we're going to do, because, see, I really, really, really don't give a damn. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom.
¶¶
welcome. Welcome back to the last couple of minutes of The Dark Side. This is Bob Romani, the worst son of a bitch that you'll ever, ever, ever want to have on your mind. Again, we'll be off tomorrow and Wednesday for the holidays. I'll be back to work Thursday. Mr. Slayton will be off from today, after today. He won't be back till next Thursday. So that gives me 2 days off, and it gives him 7 days off. So he'll have a week off more than I will. Of course, he's a professional, and he needs to take time off. I, on the other hand, am not a professional, and I really don't need to be on the air, but since I'm on the air, I'm just going to take 2 days off. So I will be back. I will be back on Wednesday. No, I'll be back on Thursday, and Slayton will be back on a week from Thursday. I won't be taking off anytime next week, even though next Wednesday, Tuesday night, is New Year's Eve. I'll be broadcasting Tuesday day. So for you two or three or four people that listen to me, unless you don't want to listen, turn me on at 10 o'clock and then my repeat performance every day at 4. And then for the three or four people that are up at midnight, if you're not doing anything else, you can turn me on to the midnight show. It's the same show, but as bad as I am, you'll probably get something different on all three shows, even though they will be the same. So as always, people, as always, it's about time to go. So let's always, always, always remember, at the end of the day, we have to watch out for, and we have to, when it's all said and done, we have to dispose these asswipe bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians, because if we don't expose them, they'll end up exposing us, and when it's all said and done, they'll still be doing their illegal crap, and we'll either be dead or laid up in a nursing home somewhere. So let's give these no good son of a bitches all they can handle. And to do this, you know what we have to do? We have to continue to unite, to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians, and they are a bunch of no good, no count, good for nothing, right, rotten politicians. They're not good for the country, they're not good for the cities, they're not good for anything. So let's do as we always do. Let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's do unto them as they continue to do unto us. Let's destroy them. Let's destroy them once and for all. Never, 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 never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course. Right here, I say, on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.